Disco. 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 Disco.
Hello and welcome to the Disco Podcast with me and Todd. Talk about a bit about music and a bit geeky stuff about music. It's hashtag Disco Podcast at the Intod82 on Twitter. Basically in this episode I'm just going to be talking about videos and the kind of the new role of videos now and how I originally got into when, you know, videos were at the height and stuff. Because when I first started getting into music properly in the 90s, videos were mega important. You know, you had stuff like the Chart Show and you'd wait for, and you know, first discovering bands like Dubstar, Depeche Mode and stuff on there. You know, It's No Good by Depeche Mode and like iconic videos like Michael Jackson's like Earth Song or things like that, you know, that were played on Top of the Pops and stuff. Because Top of the Pops used to also have pop videos as well. And I think they're massively important and you're always interested in stuff and seeing. And with the internet age, it's obviously changed now because people watch stuff on YouTube, but it's just not the same of having like someone premiering a new video. It's just doesn't have the same sort of resonance, you know. And seeing, like, discovering new bands for the first time through their video and seeing how they're depicted in a video rather than through their live stuff. And it's just, I don't know, it just seems to have lost something. It was dead exciting. Chart Show was a classic example. Only when they used to forward videos, that was annoying. But apart from that, you could see the videos. And also was when you used to get CDs, where you used to get CD-ROMs, where you used to have videos on there as well. So you could put them into your computer and watch the videos as well. That was a nice little thing, you know, in case you hadn't seen it elsewhere. Because you used to have stuff like MTV, you used to play loads of videos. I think it was a show called MTV Select, which had randomly had Kelly Brook presenting, and he used to ring up and ask for videos and stuff. I never did, but you know, I used to watch the videos and stuff. MTV2 as well, that was a very good. So, you know, you would see stuff like classic videos by like Nirvana and stuff on there, and then you'd see Smashing Pumpkins and stuff, but then you'd see like a new Deftones or a new Radiohead or something like that. And I don't know, it just changed the thing. But, you know, I still do watch stuff on YouTube videos and all that, but it's not as it's changed the way people do things. You wouldn't really necessarily get like a CD-ROM now, because people just wouldn't be interested in something like that, you know. Well, I can watch it because I've got Wi-Fi and just watch it on there. But the videos are always interesting to see how people depict themselves, and especially when they don't have enough time to do a video as well. And there's suddenly, like, I remember Metronomy did some really interesting videos for the English Riviera, and then they got the fourth single. And it was just them walking around a bit of countryside or a park or something like that. But yeah, iconic videos stick with you. And a lot of time you think of that in, like, they did the recent 80s program Radio 2, did a day full of dancing for the 80s with Sarah Cox. And all the videos were popping up, stuff like Sweet Dreams and stuff like that. And just really, you know, like Aha and stuff like that, you know. These sort of things go hand in hand with the song. A lot of times people remember the video more than the song sometimes, because the video is better sometimes. But sometimes the first time you actually have a chance to see the band who are making the music, because you might have heard it on BBC Six or something like that, or back in the day, Radio One or something like that. But yeah, I think it's videos are still important, but they're never going to be as important as they used to be. But yeah, if you have any sort of memories about stuff like that, just let us know at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much.
Disco. 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 Disco.